Brain bleeds after a head injury may now be more quickly identified with use of a handheld device tested at Johns Hopkins and several other centers. Called AHEAD 300, the device uses EEG-type measurements and an algorithm to predict bleeding. Dan Hanley, lead investigator at Hopkins, says there may be other applications.
Not only does this device find brain bleeding, it also appears to have much potential in identifying who's had a concussion with substantial symptoms, with only mild symptoms, or someone who's had an event that to witnesses could be a concussion, but that their EEG is completely normal. That in this group correlated with absence of symptoms of concussion.
Hanley says a AHEAD 300 could be used for evaluation in places where no CT or other sophisticated imaging is available, with results used to determine if a patient should be transported. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.